Hello, everybody. This is Lady Taz, and yes, we are an international show, so we're going to do it in every language to wish you the very merriest Christmas and a very happy, happy new year. And we're so glad that you can join us. Yep, this is going to be our Christmas show, and we're going to talk about everything Christmas, and certainly my friends and panelists will have their own views on the various things that we're going to discuss. Feel free to call in. And I'd like to now say hello to everybody. The first hello is going to go out to Sean. You all know him as the fireman. He is in the Dominican Republic. And look at this. I mean, look at the loyalty. The man has called in for the show from the Dominican. Sean, hi, how are you?
What's going on, people? How's the weather back there?
Oh, don't even ask. Well, at least where I am, okay, it is friggin' cold, man. It is so cold. Right now, I wish I was where you are, okay? Put it that way.
85 degrees, baby. I'm loving it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
T-shirts and shorts.
What?
T-shirts and shorts.
Now, whose voice is that?
That's
what,
still
I said Sean. T-shirts and shorts? That's me. Come on, Paul.
Oh, my God.
My
you sounded
like
different. It must be that whole Dominican energy that's making you sound different. I don't know. All I can tell you is I got mad love for you, Sean. Thank you so much for your loyalty and being here with us today for our Christmas show. I really appreciate it. Now, of course, next we've got Renee. Renee, hey, how are you?
Hello. I'm fine.
What and is how
nice
is the weather
at,
in good old
chilly.
Florida?
It's actually chilly.
Oh.
Poor Florida.
Make me cry.
Poor Florida.
Oh, okay. Let me just, like, ask you, how chilly is chilly?
Okay, well, we have some wind blowing, and it's in lower 50s.
Oh. Do you know what I would give to have it be in the lower 50s, okay?
Didn't
we're looking at, like, minus
Florida?
20. Huh?
Well, I said for Florida.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be moving in with you shortly, so it's not no big deal. And, of course, we've got Chris from good old Texas. Hello, Chris.
What up?
And what's the weather like in Texas?
Shirt, shorts.
Oh, God, really? I mean, really, you guys all make me ill. And now this one. Check this. We've got Ms. San Diego with us. Hello, Ms. San Diego.
Hello, how you doing?
We're doing good. And so why don't you tell us what's the weather like out in good old San Diego? Make me ill, why don't you?
It's 61 degrees, and it's raining.
Okay, see, now, out of everybody, I'm in the worst place of all, okay? Any one of you all should be prepared to say, look, Lady Taz, you need to come be with me. Personally, I think the first invitation should come from Sean. Sean?
I'm here.
Did you?
Sean is like, what? Are you crazy?
Well, no. I mean, she's more than welcome to come. I don't have a problem with that. You just need to learn the language, and I'll probably have to find you some guy to hang out with.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Oh, hold up. Wait. First of all, the language is not a problem. I'm pretty good in understanding Spanish. As you know, my intro had a Spanish song in it. But anyway, what's this about I need to find a guy to hang out with? What the hell does that mean?
Well, I mean, you know,
I'll clean it up. He was hesitant because he don't need you getting in his way.
In his way of what?
I didn't say that. You didn't hear me say that.
Whoa. In his way of what, Renee?
His honeys.
Damn, Renee, honeys?
Renee said that. I didn't say that. Renee said that.
Oh, damn, honey. And so, okay, so what you're telling me is he wants me to find a man that'll, like, you know, what?
Occupy your time. Whatever way
occupy
that is.
Occupy my time. Who's making that noise? Sean, is it you? Are you cooking?
Yeah.
Okay, stop it.
Okay.
I mean, it's bad enough that you tell me I can come down there, but I need to find someone else to amuse me. I mean, really? Wait till you get back.
Hear that, You did not hear that from me. Renee said that. I didn't say that.
You said, yeah, you can come down, but you have to find your a guy to...
No,
something.
I said I would have to find you a guy.
Same difference.
You know. But I'm just saying, I didn't say he had to occupy your time. I just said you had to find a guy. So, I mean, you know.
Okay, let me ask one more question.
Let's put it this way. You have to find your tour guide. You probably wouldn't want to go to the places that I go to.
Oh, tour guide. You see, Renee, he did clean it up. Look at that. Tour guide. He wasn't talking about just any guy. He was talking about a tour guide.
Right, a tour guide. You don't need somebody to show you around. I mean, I can show you around, but like I said, you probably wouldn't want to go to the places that I go to.
Okay, well, I got news for you. I actually have friends in the Dominican Republic. So
I think
I'd be cool.
Yeah, you're sweet.
Well, I know I'm sweet. I just don't know if you know that I'm sweet.
Well, I'm not going to say what I started to say on air. I'm going to keep it clean this week.
And there you go, people. That's an introduction. All right, so let's move on. Let's get on with our Christmas show. So the first question I'm going to pose to the panel is, what makes Christmas the best or the ideal Christmas for you? What do you need to happen on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve or around Christmas that makes Christmas ideal for you? And I'm going to start with Ms. San Diego, since it's her first time, we might as well just like throw her in the water and see if she can swim. Go ahead, Ms. San Diego.
I would have to say now as an adult, just keeping it simple. My husband and I, we don't have children, so generally we'll spend Christmas either here at home together, fix a little something to eat, look at one another and discuss the year, and we're just thankful for what we have and blessed for what we have. So
well,
I have
there
to
you
say
go.
That's a special, especially nowadays, you know, with the things going on in the world and the economy the way that it is. I mean, some people may think that they're going through the worst time, but in my opinion, I mean, you're living here in the United States compared to other people on the other side of the world. Our worst is somebody else's, you know, dream come true. So
right.
You know, just to have some shelter, some food on the table, clothes on my back, to be employed, and to have health insurance, amen, you know. just keeping it simple, and just appreciating one another. We don't do things too extravagant because, you know, we do for each other, you know, all year long. So, you know, just keeping it simple and just appreciating the basic things that we have in life.
Fantastic. Okay, I'm going to move it to you. Sean, what would make Christmas ideal for you?
Well, my ideal Christmas is just being with family and friends, get my eat on, watching my kids open up gifts, and just, you know, pretty much chilling out the rest of the day.
Okay.
So my main thing is family and friends.
Okay, and Renee, you are next.
Well, might as well keep into the same theme that's already began. Family is the most important during the holidays. I wouldn't say Christmas is my favorite. Thanksgiving is actually my favorite. But Christmas is the subject. For me, it's just the memories. Creating new memories, reminiscing about those that, you know, the old memories, whether it's past holidays, past occurrences where we were all together. So for me and my siblings, we're pretty big on always getting together to stay connected. So that's just the most important thing for me.
Okay. And Chris, what makes Christmas ideal for you?
I have 12 hookers working.
Nah, for me, it'll be just to not have to buy nobody nothing.
And why is that?
Huh?
Why is that?
It's like I'm always buying people stuff. New to buy nobody nothing. To not be asked for nothing. To not be, hell, not to be given nothing. Just nothing. Just I don't like Christmas, period. So, you know.
Okay.
I like what it's supposed to be about, but I don't like what it is, so.
Well, and you know what, Chris? I'm going to have you start the next segment because that's exactly what I was going to ask. What is Christmas really supposed to be about, and has it been lost in this new day and age of commercialization? So, Chris, why don't you take that?
Yeah, it's been lost in commercialization. I mean, along with Valentine's Day and other, you know, bullshit holidays, but yeah, I mean, you know, it's supposed to be about, you know, giving, but like I said, it's just like everything else that people get it, try to make it something that it ain't, and a bunch of idiotic fools just follow along with it, you know, because they ain't got no mind of their own.
Now, you said that Christmas is supposed to be about giving, but you said that your ideal Christmas would be if you didn't have to give anybody anything.
Right, that's my ideal Christmas, right, yeah, that's what it's supposed to be about, but I mean, like I say, you know, because of the commercialization of Christmas, okay, I'm constantly giving, 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 okay? But, you know, I mean, the whole meaning is gone. I mean, really, I mean, it's supposed to be all the birth of Jesus, but like I say, you know, if I read correctly, he wasn't even born in December, so, you know, go figure. You know, and so it's just, you know, the meaning, the purposes, all that, you know, the commercialization. I don't really get with that. But I mean, I don't get with Valentine's Day either. So, you know, I'm like Renee. Thanksgiving is the only day I like.
And why do you like Thanksgiving more than Christmas?
Thanksgiving and Labor Day.
Labor Day. Okay. So why? Why those two?
Oh, you don't have to go to work. I mean, Thanksgiving, I like Thanksgiving because, I mean, you know, you could be homeless and you guaranteed to eat that day. I mean, that's just the way it is on Thanksgiving. You know.
Oh, my God.
Mother's going to get they're going to get your eat on.
Okay, so, Chris, I think I'm going to christen you with a new name. I think I'm going to call you Mr. Scrooge from now on.
Cool, man. You know, come. That's better than most of the names I get called.
Oh, damn. All right.
High five, Chris. I like that.
Okay. So, you know, kind of staying with that theme about the commercialization of Christmas, Sean, why don't you take it? What do you think? Has Christmas really lost its true meaning?
I think it has, not totally, just a little bit, you know.
We can barely hear you. You sound like you're in a bathroom.
No, I'm not in a bathroom. So mine, I forgot. Anyway, I think Christmas has been slightly commercialized. It has lost some of its touch, slightly. Not totally. I mean, you still have people like me out here that believe in Christmas and the spirit of Christmas, which is giving. But you got people out here that, you know, take Christmas as they don't have the spirit. Let me put it that way. They don't have the spirit. You know, they don't buy gifts. They don't get into the spirit. They don't put up the lights, the decorations, and all that. So, and then these kids, man, these kids drive me crazy. I mean, they just, you know, I got to get a PlayStation, got to get this, got to get that. So, I mean, it's pretty much commercialized, but you still, like I said, you still have people out here that, you know, that get into the spirit and, you know, throw their decorations up and go all out and, you know, represent for Christmas. And those are the people that I appreciate and I thank.
Okay. Renee, you're next. What do you think?
It is highly commercialized, but we live in a society that's built on how to make a buck. So greed is basically what takes control, and that's all these people with their marketing
all the kids shows with all of these little things, toys and things that the kids would desire so that they can go to their parents and say, I want this, I want that. And as the guys were saying, you have people, you know, you've always heard it's about the spirit of giving, yet there's so many people who are only interested in receiving. So they love to tell you what they want and have no interest in giving at all other than to say thank you or give you a hug. I think that's really up to us to determine how that all works out with our own kids so far, because we can limit that so that the whole premise isn't just about giving the gifts and it's not all about getting this and getting that and what I want. You can make it about, you can simplify it, because I mean, I have friends that they get one gift. They don't go all overboard, and they actually draw names for the entirety of their family. Everybody picks a name. So I mean, there's ways to curb it, but it is commercialized. It definitely is. But like me and my kids, for instance, this time of year is a time that I kind of splurge, but because I don't go all overboard all year around as far as, like, video games and things of that nature. This is, like, the one time, and I put money aside to actually do that. But all year long, other than this, I don't go getting things for them. And in addition, they have to have earned it, because I've been Scrooge at times for my kids as well. If they haven't brought the good grades home, then they get no Christmas. They don't get the toys. They don't get things that they necessarily want.
Okay. And Ms. San Diego, what do you think on the subject of commercialization of Christmas?
Well, I feel, and from what I have seen, I mean, it's definitely, it's the Christmas holiday here in America is definitely over-commercialized. As a matter of fact, if you all have not seen it, I would highly recommend anybody checking out Reverend Billy and his Church of Stop Shopping Gospel Choir. It's a film that he put out called What Would Jesus Buy? And that puts it all into perspective. You see how families put themselves in arrears when it comes to Christmas shopping. I believe they say $12,000. For one day, which is the 25th, and then what, 26th, 27th? Those children aren't even paying attention to those toys. It's ridiculous. But people will put themselves in the red. And, you know, women are stressing themselves out trying to cook, and, you know, little Billy, little Jane need this and need that. And it's just totally getting away from, you know, what Christmas is all about. But when you talk to some of our elders that grew up through the Depression, and you know, you talk to them, they will tell you, we didn't know we were poor, you know, until we got older. But we were always loved, you know, we had a big meal. We didn't have all these toys that these children have now. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. I remember, I'm like, you know, what have happened to Lincoln Logs? Monkeys in a Barrel? You know, this stuff now, you know, they want all these video games. You can barely get these kids out to play football, but they'll do it in a virtual reality. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
That's absolutely true. And I see that with my own nephews and children of other friends of mine, and I see that Christmas has taken on sort of the whole meaning behind Christmas is gone. I think that the way Christmas should work is there should be a dollar amount, say $20, right? Because really, you want to teach children how to give, but it doesn't have to be extravagant. It doesn't have to be the $200 or $300 gift. And I think a lot of children, you know, I would also teach children, like, you know, take them to the store, say a week or two before Christmas, so that, you know, even though I would be paying for it because they don't have their independent money, but, you know, to say you have to buy something for grandma and grandpa, and, you know, to teach them the art or love of giving and not just receiving. I think a lot of our youth, is just so used to only being on the receiving end. And then, as you said, you know, they end up like, you know, a couple of days after Christmas, all the toys are there in the corner,
exactly.
and that's it, right?
They're not playing with them. They're not playing with. And if you really want to take it a step further, and if you really wanted to sink home with children, get them up on the 25th day of December before they open their toys and take them to a homeless shelter. Let them see people that have no place to live and tell them these children, they're not getting presents. And then you go back home and you really see how they'll appreciate what they have.
That's an excellent idea. And actually, that reminds me of a friend of mine who what she does is she gets her son, I think it's the week before Christmas or whatever, he does a cleanup of all his old toys, and he has to put them all together, and then she takes him to the nearest shelter or whatever, or where you drop off your donations for other children that don't have any toys and don't get anything for Christmas. And I think that's just an amazing thing to do, because I think that goes a long way to sort of teaching them, listen, you know, you're getting all this stuff, but there's a lot of children that don't get anything. In fact, there's a lot of children that don't even have anything to eat on Christmas Day.
Exactly.
Right.
Now,
every, like, October from when my kids were smaller, because you have age-appropriate toys from when my son was even a baby, I've always done that. And even during the year, as my kids grew, I would take the clothes, because I work in social service, and there were times that I would take the clothes to work, just bags, and tell people to help themselves to them or to the Salvation Army. I kind of steer away from the Salvation Army, and I know it's their way of making, they too are trying to make money off of it. So it's like your donations
right.
that they used to give away, they want to sell in a thrift store. So I mean, there was a time when I took a bag of clothes and I'm like, I want this woman to have it. And the Salvation Army worker ran outside to try and take the bag that I was giving this woman who was in the shelter. I just pulled up right in front, asked her, I saw her with the little boy, and asked her if she needed anything, any clothes. And then here comes this worker running out to grab the bag because she's saying that they needed to, the donations needed to go be turned over to the thrift store. And I'm like, no.
Wow.
So, I mean, everybody's out there trying to make a buck. And now, yes, they do give away toys as well, but they will sell them. So, I mean, I have specifically made donations. I don't know how far they've gone to carry out what I desired necessarily, but I've specifically asked that the donations go towards the giving, the Christmas giving, even to like the battered women's shelter, the same thing. Around here, they have these thrift stores to sell money as opposed to one, you know, you desire to give it away and they want to take it and sell it.
Wow.
So that's a common thing around here, whereas I used to always give those donations, and now they just want to take them and sell them. So.
Well, I want to ask Sean. Here in Toronto, we have a program between a station called CP24 and the Toronto Fire Department. And I believe there's one bank involved. And what they do is they set up these huge bins, boxes, all over Toronto, and actually the fire department has them at, you can go to any fire station in the city of Toronto, and you can donate toys, and they actually have bins like from, you know, newborn to toddler to tweens to whatever, and the fire department does this every single year in cooperation with and in conjunction with CP24 and I believe it's the Royal Bank, if I'm not mistaken. Sean, does your fire department have anything like that in Detroit?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do. It's called, well, we have several of them, and different engine houses promote these programs, like Engine 29, they do toys for tykes. My old engine house, which is Engine 5, we do toys for tots. And, you know, we collect $50 from the guys, you know, that are on the roster at the fire department. And what we do, we take the money that we collect, we go out and we buy toys, or like we did last year, we collected money from the guys, went and got shirts made, and we sold the shirts, and the money we got back from the shirts, we took, and we actually went and got maybe like 15, 20 kids, and we took them out Christmas shopping, and we let them pick out what they wanted, and we paid, you know, all the money we made from the shirts, we bought their Christmas gifts. We also donated Christmas dinners. We have, I think it's one Angel House, I'm not sure which one it is, but we have, we'll adopt maybe three or four families, have them come down, and we'll cook Christmas dinner for them and give the kids toys or whatever, whatnot. So we have quite a few programs that we do during the Christmas season. So, yes.
And that's really wonderful. Like I said, I really love the program they're running here in Toronto. It's a little different than yours, but pretty much the same idea. People can come down to any firehouse and drop off toys, or you can make a cash donation, and they will use that cash to then go out and buy more toys of the ones that they don't have enough. For example, in the last 48 hours, they've been putting out the message on TV that they're short on toys for tots and toys for tweens. So they're asking people to please, if they could, you know, donate some gifts that would be, you know, for that, those age ranges. So I think that's a really great community service that your fire department in Detroit does, and similarly ours here in Toronto. Do you know, Ms. San Diego, if there's any sort of programs like that in your area?
Well, we have at my church a organization, I forget who it's through, but it's called Angel Tree, that we participate in, and these are for inmates that are incarcerated to help get their children gifts. So you pull a name and, you know, you get whatever it is that the child has requested, you know, as a birthday gift, you know, coming from the parent to the child, you know, toys for tots. You know, there are different things that are going on, you know, where people donate toys and, you know, try to, you know, donate money. But, you know, unfortunately with, again, I hate to go back to this, but the economy the way that it is, of course, you know, a lot of people have, they're not seeing the high rates like it was, you know.
Right. Yeah, and in fact, they've said the same thing here in Toronto, that the donations
mm-hmm.
are significantly down from past years.
Mm-hmm.
Renee, anything that you're familiar with down in good old Florida that is?
Yeah, there's plenty of programs like that. Chris probably works with one of the most popular, which is Toys for Tots, because they use the Postal Service so much to pick up gifts, and I see it around here, even for food donations. But yes, we have, even in my job, for instance, we have a program where the parents that participate in a particular program, all of their kids' names go on a tree, kids under 13. They are sent postcards to write three things down that they would like. And, of course, it's supposed to be a reasonable gift, $20 or less. And so, I mean, they get a lot of practical things. Some kids still want to tell you they want an Xbox and things of that nature, but then that's all with the hype of Christmas. One of the programs that I participate in almost every year is Giving to the Kids. In addition, I pull typically from the tree an entire family, and I give them a donation. So it's like I'll try, if they find someone with a small family, and would give them even the food. At the supermarket here, typically, even through the year, on average, maybe once a month, we have a food pantry that offers this drive that runs annually through the grocery store that I go to.
So I will donate. I'll buy like a bag of groceries, which is reasonably priced things, like $10-$12. There is an elderly program that I participate with, probably more so than anything. And we take like an elderly community, mm-hmm. like a community or a building complex, whatever, of just elderly people, and we try to get them something. So we work
wow.
hard at trying to give everybody in that particular building a gift.
Well, that's really wonderful. And Chris, what about you? I mean, Renee just alluded to the Postal Service being involved in some sort of program. Are you familiar with anything out there where you're from in the good state of Texas?
Well, I mean, well, the post office actually do a lot of programs. So, I mean, we got our hand in a lot of stuff. But at our particular station, we got this one guy, his wife actually works at an orphanage. So we usually just take care of that orphanage during Christmas, Thanksgiving, and stuff like that.
Wow.
And
that's
the
great.
Tools for tots around here are bins just like what you were talking about, Taz. There are bins all around in my community for people to take gifts and to donate. But those bins, similar bins, are around year long for clothes donations and things of that, and food. So that's something that's always around here.
Well, see, these ones, they're just like for the Christmas time, right? These three organizations or whatever get together, and it's specifically geared for the Christmas time.
Oh, well, the Toys for Tots
okay.
ends are.
Well, see, and that's good to see that people are giving back to their communities and giving back to those people that really, well, Christmas just isn't Christmas. I mean, like I said, they just don't, they don't even have food or shelter or, you know, I mean, wow, a lot of people.
I will say this, there are plenty of people in need, especially with the, you know, the economy being in the shape that it's within. But so many of those people who've never had to ask before are very proud and prideful and aren't really interested as much in going out to obtain all of the giveaways. Then you have the people who are seasoned to every giveaway to the point that there are lists that they keep now in my community for like all the social service gift giveaways, because you have one family or several families that'll go to every single giveaway, every single drive to reap the benefits of it, and it's just greed. It's driven by greed, trying mm-hmm. to get all that they can.
Mm-hmm. Now see that's the thing, right? Isn't it always that way in life that mm-hmm. you'll always have those select few that just detract from the good meaning of something that's being done, right? There's just a couple of people that just ruin it.
Oh, it's more than a select few. Like I said, it's to the point where they maintain a list that they share now, which never used to exist. So these people were able to just move from program to program. Now they're kind of like sharing the list with each other. And if a person has already received the benefits from another, you know, source, then they won't get, depending on what they've received, actually. If they've received gifts, then maybe they could get food. But if they've received the both, for instance, there's this woman, she had four turkeys at Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
She went to every place to get four turkeys. And then she's like, well, do you want this turkey? Well, I tried to sell it to my, I'm like, what? People, the things they will do.
Well, and there you go. That is the story of greed, isn't it? Now, I want to turn this a little bit into a different direction. We've been talking about the whole issue of receiving and giving. And well, actually, before I go there, I'm going to ask each of you, and I kind of think I know what the answer is going to be, but, hey, I'm going to do it anyway. What do you like best, receiving or giving, and why? And I'll start with you, Miss San Diego.
I would have to say giving. I just like to see the excitement on children's faces, especially if they get something that, you know, they might have wanted but didn't think, you know, that they were going to get if they were told, well, you know, I don't know if Santa can bring that to you. And they get whatever it is that they really, really see. Their little faces light up. It's just like, it's like I like going to Disneyland. It holds a lot of nostalgia for me, and I don't necessarily have to go in. There's a little place called Downtown Disney where they've got different shops. But I like to see the children's faces when they go into Disneyland for the first time. They're just so – their little faces just light up. That just gives me a thrill to see how excited they are.
Wow.
It's just the innocence. So mm-hmm. I just love to see that. I love to give. That gives me a lot of joy.
Okay. And, Sean, what about you? Receiving or giving, and why?
I would say giving, because like Miss San Diego, is it San Diego?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like she said, you know, I like to see, you know, the kids, oh, wow, thanks, Dad. And,
right,
you know, he's
right.
Jumping all over me and just, wow, you know, just the excitement and they just, I mean, it's just, wow. So, yeah, I would say giving as far as the kids, but when we get to the adults,
well, I was gonna actually turn it to that, right? I was gonna say, all right, now picture yourself in a relationship with a woman. Which do you prefer, receiving or giving?
Giving, because I know when I give, I know what I got coming in return. So you know, I ain't worried about all that. But it's all about giving.
Wait a minute. Back it up for a minute. I want to make sure I heard this right. Did you say that you like giving because you know if you give, you know exactly what you're going to get?
Well, I don't know exactly what I'm going to get, but I know that I'm going to get something that I like or something that I need.
And what,
pray
tell, Sean, would that be?
I mean, it could be some of anything. I mean, it could be boxers, it could be socks, it could be clothes, it could be jewelry.
Okay.
I mean, whatever. Well,
the word he's leaving off. The word he's leaving off is all of that gets removed.
hey, Chris, that's all year round, baby. it's Christmas every month for me.
I don't know, Renee. Do you get a sense that the guys are trying to keep it clean today because it's a Christmas show?
Maybe.
I mean, they're just so well-behaved today, I can't even believe it. Okay, so, Ms. San Diego, with your mm-hmm. husband, do you prefer receiving or giving?
Well, it depends on what it is. When it's the 25th, we usually wake up in the morning and give each other some good CB, and CB is Christmas booty. So we turn it out with some good Christmas booty. And, if there's something that he's talked about that he has said that he has wanted, then, you know, I'm able to be blessed from the money fairies. And if I'm able to make that happen, again, it gives me joy to see him so happy to get what it was that he wanted. Because the man works hard. I'm blessed. I've got a fantastic husband. I'm blessed. So.
Oops, we got some static. Is that you, Sean? Oh, we might have lost Sean.
No, you didn't lose me, and no, that's not me.
Oh, okay. Damn, we didn't lose him. Shit, I was trying to. No, I'm kidding. Okay, and Chris, I just can't wait to get to you, okay? Do you prefer, first let's address children, right? The whole giving, receiving thing, and then a woman. Okay, go ahead, Chris. I know you're gonna lay down some.
Dancing for both of us. I don't give a shit. Don't like that. Don't like the holiday. Don't care about the holiday. I pretty much give to my children because they expect. Now I do give to like the orphanage, but and stuff like that. But that's mostly because what my thought process is, because I tell people all the time, if I was actually a millionaire, I would actually, I don't want to say adopt, but I guess I would start me a nonprofit that would give more money to foster homes to, you know, improve, you know, foster homes so that kids that didn't get adopted by a certain age wouldn't actually have to stay at the orphanage, you know what I'm saying? So.
Uh-huh.
So I have
okay,
a,
we've like got a caller on the line. If we want to hold on, let's just check this out. Caller, could you please tell me your name and where are you calling from? Go ahead.
How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
I'm Jim Rome.
Jim Rome. Okay, Jim. And what would you like to contribute to this conversation?
I am 19 years old. I am adopted. I've known this for a long time, but I've never had the courage to seek out my birth parents. I am afraid
okay.
of what the reaction will be from them and if they even want me in their life.
Wow. And so what does the Christmas time mean for you? Is that a particular time that, you know, you sort of struggle with this issue?
Yes. A yes and no.
Okay, and have you made any efforts to try to locate your birth parents or no?
Yeah, no question.
And how is that search going for you?
That's actually a very good question.
Okay, and what, you don't know how it's going or?
Yes.
Okay, well, listen, Jim, in the spirit of Christmas, we hope that at some point you are able to find your birth parents, and we'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Lady Taz Show. Take care of yourself and have a really wonderful and happy new year.
Here's the self-respect.
Okay, so guys, can you, where was I? I was with Chris, oh yes, about the whole issue of...
the giving and receiving.
And the giving, yes. I kind of lost my train of thought there for a quick minute. In any event, who did I not get to? Renee, I think I didn't get to you as yet.
I love giving, period, whether it's two kids, two adults, so forth. I never really expect anything, nor am I necessarily wanting anything. I've never really been big on the desire for things, even in a relationship. I mean, I would always, you know, my feelings are whatever you would like to give me. I've never been one to desire a whole bunch of things. So I love giving. I love to bring joy to people, period, whether it's a child or an adult.
Okay, and now it's Lady Taz's turn. I'm all about receiving. So since y'all on the panel love to give, you know, the mailman comes to my door. You know, you can just like, you know, as soon as the show's done, you can take your ass to the nearest Walmart or whatever's open. You know, get it together, and we're good. We're good. Like, I mean, we're good. See, I knew that I'd be able to set y'all up this way because I just knew what your answers were going to be. So there you go. Oh, God. All right. We got to have some fun, right? And for all you all who are listening who actually think that Lady Taz is just about receiving, well, you know, you can send things too. I'll figure out how you can send me things. Give me some time to figure that all out. You know, I mean, if there was that much that I could get, I mean, I'd get my own private postman. So that's it. You know, you just send the stuff. Just keep it coming. I mean, as far as I know, you can even go online now and purchase these little gift cards and actually send it by email. And then the person just prints it off. I mean, there you
oh,
go.
Wow.
And my email's all over the place. So anybody who wants to, you know, donate to the cause of Lady Taz, by all means, you know, because I'm sure the vast majority of you out there would answer just like my panel did, that you're all about giving. And you know, I want you all to, and listen, I want to make everybody feel good out there. I want you to all feel good. And I promise when I get your present, I will jump up and down. I'll do the, oh, my God. Oh, my God, this is so amazing.
That's what I was just about to say. My whole point of loving to give is to see that expression.
Oh, well, Renee, trust me. You just send your shit right on up here. I promise you, I'll call you. I'll record it for you. And, you know, you can listen to it throughout the year until next Christmas when you can, you know, give it up again. I mean,
hey, I got a gift you can give me, Renee, that'll change my expression.
What?
Well, Miss Renee.
What,
Miss Renee?
Chris?
Huh?
What,
CD?
Chris?
Yes, the CV.
I think Miss San Diego has started a new trend on this show.
Renee?
Hey, but I'm not.
Yes?
I'm open minded. I take some EMB. Also.
NB, what the hell is NB?
New Year's booty girl.
Oh, Jesus. All right,
yes,
Miss San Diego. Miss San Diego, you are new on the scene. I might add to you that you need to be so careful what you say because these boys will just run with it. And that's it. And then they're going to turn your, you know, your CB into NWB to VD to, you know, whatever the hell. I mean, we're going to listen to this all year round now. You just watch this. I just know my boy.
All
right. Renee?
Yes, Sean?
Do you have a Christmas vacation coming up?
No.
No? You have to work Christmas?
Not Christmas Day, but it does fall on Saturday.
Oh, okay, well, since you love giving, I'm going to come down there and receive my gift. You're going to give me, and I'm going to give you my gift.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm flabbergasted. I mean,
you're fit to be tied, aren't you?
I'm fit to be tied. Yeah, Sean won't be on this show anymore because they're gonna recover his body somewhere in a body bag.
No. Now, Tassie, now don't go getting jealous because I got a gift I'm gonna give you too.
Ooh. Mm. Mm.
I think,
well, you're just making
gift,
everybody
and,
merry, aren't you?
Oh yes, that's what I do. And now the gift that I want from you, you've already given me once. So I'm going to give you the gift.
Whoa, wait a minute. We better start clarifying.
I don't want no gift from you, dude.
There's no need to clarify. What'd you say, Chris?
I just want to let Sean know I don't want no gift from him. I don't think he needs to give me a gift anyway.
No, you're not law.
Men should not
right?
give men gifts.
No, hold on. Let me say this. Let
I
me
like
say
that
this.
Least.
No, you're
I will say
log.
This. Check this out now.
All right, you know, as usual, this show always goes into the gutter at some point, and here we are. You know, we were going to keep it all nice and simple and straight, and I don't know how
I'm. You didn't get in the gutter.
What?
Hey, Chris.
You didn't get in the gutter.
If I do come down there with a Yuletide log, it'll be a Yuletide log you can crumble and roll up and fuck. Hey.
Oh, geez.
Boy.
Hey, if anybody want to give me something. Give me some tickets to the LFL, the Lingerie
What's
Football
that?
League. Lingerie Football
oh,
League.
Oh, my goodness.
You retired, man. You
no, dude, they got a team in Tampa. They got one in Miami and Orlando. And Philadelphia. It's actually a real football league for women.
Yeah, it's real.
I've seen it on TV. Hey, well,
oh,
look, hey, Chris. Hey, Chris, check this out. We can go ahead and go down to Florida and visit Renee and check out the LFL.
Yeah.
Good. Well, you all seem to have your shit all in order. So, you know, whatever. I'm just not even getting into any of this.
Hey, well, I don't want to. If we go down there, I don't want to go to the LFL. I want to go to the BFL.
Okay. Well, hey, Taz, I ain't forget about you. Because you, like I said, you gave me the gift that I wanted already once before. So I'm looking forward to getting that gift again. So when I come down there, I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to hook you up swell this time. Except for this time, I'm going to record the whole thing. So that way, everybody gets a chance to see that priceless look on your face that you gave me
once
before.
Wow.
Okay, now hold on. Miss San Diego, we need to do a little explanation here. Look, because I know that everybody's mind right now is running to, you know, sexual things and thinking the Lady Taz gave it up or some shit or some nonsense. And that ain't it. That's not what he's talking about. But I'm going to let, you know, Sean, in the spirit of things, tell the story one more time. We got 3 minutes to go. Sean, tell the story so that Miss San Diego will know what we're talking about and our audience that's not clued in. Go ahead. Take it away.
Well, I went up to visit Taz for a couple of days. And, you know, long story short, I was in the shower. I came out the shower. And normally when I come out the shower, I'll go to my room and get dressed. But this time I went in Taz's room and I had my towel wrapped around my waist. So she's sitting there going through her files or whatever, whatnot, and I'm sitting on the edge of the bed. So, you know, I turn around and I say, hey, Taz, what would you do if I dropped this towel? And when she looked up, I dropped my towel.
Oh.
And she had this look on her face like, like, wow. But I wasn't naked. I had on some lounging pants that I pulled up to my knees. So when I dropped the towel, I had my pants on. She didn't know, but she was just off. I mean, the look on her face was priceless. I mean, priceless. Oh, yeah. That was a Hallmark moment.
I love it.
Yeah, he got me good, I have to admit. I just, wow. You know, and Renee, being the shit disturber that she is, you know, she says, well, did she turn away? And, you know, Sean's like, no. And I'm like, okay, hold on. You need to understand where I was at. So here I'm doing some work on some files, whatever. He says, hey, Taz. And I lift up my head. And then he says and does everything in, like, under, you know, 5 seconds. And I just, like, froze. Like, everything just froze. My eyes, my brain, my sight. And it took, like, a good, you know, I don't know, 60 seconds for it to register that he had on these shorts or these lounging pants. And so I couldn't turn away because I was frozen in time, you know. So there you go. So that's the story. With 1 minute to go, what I'd like to say is thank you to my entire panel for being here with me. Thank you guys for spending
thank
this
you.
Whole year supporting this show, being here no matter what. And I love each and every one of you. You are my friends. You are my heart. First and foremost, I wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, as I do to our audience. Please come back in the new year. This is our last show for the year. We'll be back January 2nd, everything going as we hope. And we'll pick it up then with New Year's resolutions. Again, thank you to everybody. Have a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Good night, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Good night.
Christmas rushes soon.